Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. The baby slid out of its mother's womb. The midwife caught it and immediately a shiver went through her. A translucent veil covered the baby's face. The energy in the room shifted. A powerful spiritual leader had just been born. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Breathing through labor pains, she let out a guttural scream. The midwife caught the baby and gasped. There was a thin, slimy veil covering the baby's face. The midwife knew a future powerful leader had just been born. Caul is a thin layer of tissue surrounding the fetus in the womb. Drawing from traditional African medicine, many enslaved Southern midwives viewed caul births, when the baby is born with the caul intact, as sacred. It was believed these babies had immense spiritual powers and would become great leaders within their community. Unfortunately, anti-blackness used Western medicine and shame throughout colonization and enslavement to strip the sacred from our ancestors' traditional medicine. A major example of this now is how inhumane Western medicine treats Black expecting parents during their pregnancy and labor experiences. According to the CDC, Black women are 3 times more likely to die from a pregnancy-related cause than white women. They also state that 80% of America's pregnancy-related deaths are preventable. This means that for many Black women with pregnancy-related deaths, their cause of death is medical racism, and there's nothing sacred about that. What can we do to reclaim our traditional medicinal practices? It's our right to keep birthing experiences sacred. We're literally birthing the next generation of freedom fighters. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black History.